It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Welcome to our new program on WPR. A fresh new WPR is here. We've reorganized our statewide networks into news and music. You're with us here on WPR News.
We hope you enjoy the show for the next hour. If you are looking for music right now, don't worry. You can still find the music you love. Go to WPR.org/new for full schedules and signals and to listen online. Thanks for being with us today.
Now, crews are getting to work on a controversial portion of the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line in Grant County. They're stringing the final mile between Dubuque County, Iowa, and Dane County, but conservation groups continue to fight its construction in court.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and Driftless Area Land Conservancy are among the groups that sued to block a land exchange that allows for construction through a national wildlife refuge.
We check in on the latest legal standings of this 102-mile high-voltage line. Danielle Kading is a reporter covering the environment, energy, and northern Wisconsin at the Superior Bureau of Wisconsin Public Radio. Danny, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me on your first show, guys.
Well, the Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line is nearly finished. What is this legal conflict at this juncture of the project?
Well, back in March, conservation groups, including the Driftless Area Land Conservancy and Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, sued several federal agencies to halt construction of the transmission line through the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge. And they're basically challenging a proposed land swap between utilities and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And basically, the federal agency is exchanging a part of the refuge near Cassville, where the line is slated to cross, for another piece of property in Grant County that was offered by utilities. And so that's set off a series of legal actions. But ultimately, utilities were able to close on that land swap, and now they've begun work to build at that crossing near Cassville, even though legal battles are still ongoing.
Can you talk more about this exchange of land? Why don't some conservation groups see it as an equal exchange? And also talk about the acreage here.
Sure. So basically with the land swap, conservation groups took issue with the short window for public comment. I think it was only about 2 weeks that they were given to review the latest environmental analysis and a benefits analysis of that exchange by federal agencies. And then also, they don't think the property that's been offered by utilities is as valuable as the existing refuge parcel. An attorney for the conservation groups has said that appraisals for the land show it's worth less per acre than the refuge land. And plus, they say the Grant County property, or what's being called the Wagner parcel, is surrounded by a rail line, an RV trailer park, an airport, and gravel pits. But utilities say they're providing more land in exchange for that refuge parcel, which is about 35 acres compared to the roughly 20 acres at the refuge crossing. And they contend that the land appraisals only take into account the commercial value of that property rather than the conservation value of the land that's being offered. And they are saying that the property in Grant County has been identified as unique habitat for mussels.
Okay, so different versions of how you look at these two properties. Danny, can you step back for a moment and explain the broader energy infrastructure and how this line will fit into that in the Midwest?
Sure. So this transmission line runs, like you were saying, 102 miles from Dane County to Dubuque County in Iowa, and the Midwest Regional Grid Operator and utilities have said this is an important project for tying renewable energy into the grid, as we're seeing utilities in the region retire coal plants and shift to other sources like wind and solar. And this project is expected to connect around 160 projects to the grid as part of that ongoing shift away from coal.
And are we talking really about the last mile of line stringing for this transmission project?
Yes, we are.
Wow. So, you know, what is the schedule for construction to proceed? Because it sounds like the judge wants to review some new aspects of the case, but construction has picked up again.
That's right. So for the schedule, it's not entirely clear because of that ongoing litigation. I can say that in March, utilities had expected to complete this last leg of the project by June. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But if it's allowed to move forward, it appears that utilities think they can get it wrapped up pretty quickly. But they haven't provided any updated timeline as those legal battles continue.
We're talking about the construction of the controversial Cardinal Hickory Creek Transmission Line project with WPR reporter Danielle Kading. Danny, you talked with attorney Howard Lerner, who represents the plaintiffs in this case. And Lerner is arguing that construction should not move forward until the legal case is resolved.
The transmission companies, in the meantime, are trying to rush and build before there can be meaningful judicial review. And it's time that the transmission companies hit the pause button and stop creating more damage where it need not occur.
Stop creating more damage. What kind of environmental damage does Lerner argue could occur in this wildlife refuge?
Well, right now, the utilities are prepping that site and they're doing surveying work and matting. But by the end of the month, they plan to start installing foundations for the towers that would be built at that crossing. And as that work continues, there will be clearing of roughly 36 trees. And I think conservation groups would say that, you know, once this work starts, you can't undo what's been done.
U.S. District Judge William Conley has not yet given a final ruling on this case. What are some possible outcomes that could be in play?
Well, the judge could seek to halt construction temporarily. And that's something that he did before when conservation groups first sued back in March. But after utilities appealed his ruling, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has basically said that construction can move forward because Judge Conley didn't find groups would be likely to be successful in showing that that land exchange they're contesting is legal.
And you also reported that Judge Conley is holding off on this ruling as he examines new facts in the case. Do we know what those facts are?
Yeah, you know, some of the things that they're contesting, like one of the new findings that they've come across is that stuff that I mentioned before, where they're saying that there is an RV park, an airport, and gravel pits, and other items around there. And again, that these land appraisals show that the Wagner parcel, that Grant County property, is worth less per acre than the refuge land. So those are some of the new findings that they brought up in a hearing last week before Judge Conley. And basically the judge said that he wasn't going to rule right away. He wanted a chance to review some of the new findings that are being submitted before the court. And he would take that into account, as well as the Seventh Circuit's ruling that, you know, basically he hadn't shown that the groups would be successful on the merits of the case. So he's kind of trying to tread a fine line here, whether or not he has the ability to halt construction of the project at this point.
I also noticed on the side of the utility companies, there are some environmental and clean energy groups that are not opposed to this ruling, this final mile. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there are definitely some clean energy advocates out there that see the benefit of having this transmission line put into service, right? I mean, if there are 160 projects, and that was as of last fall, that were waiting to be tied into the grid, and that this transmission line would facilitate that, then that's a big deal for the region. And, you know, the Midwest Regional Grid Operator has identified this transmission line, this project, as one of the most important for facilitating that transition. And it's like one of the last of a tranche of projects that were put underway in the Midwest. So this is kind of like the final steps of this. And, you know, the Public Service Commission in Wisconsin first approved this project back in 2019. So we're coming up on 5 years now where we've been fighting over the future of this transmission line. And basically Judge Conley said, you know, at some point here, there's going to have to be a connection somewhere, whether it's across the river or going around the refuge. You know, this line is going to have to connect somewhere. And so is it going to cause the most damage at this refuge crossing, or is it going to cause the most damage somewhere else? I think there's lots of things that are being taken into account here as this is still proceeding through the federal court.
Danny, is there a backlog of clean energy projects, wind and solar, that is not being able to get to the energy grid that this transmission line could help alleviate?
Well, like I said, as of last fall, there are those 160 projects that were set to be tied into the grid via this transmission line. At least that's what utilities are saying. And so that's wind and solar projects that are set to be connected to the grid. But, you know, conservation groups have also argued along the way that, you know, it's not as much clean energy or renewable energy as utilities are making it out to be. They say that also there would be some fossil fuel projects like natural gas that would be facilitated through this transmission line project. And so I think there's just a disagreement over how we are conducting this clean energy transmission. These conservation groups have in the past argued that, you know, this is not the only way we can do this. We could maybe explore battery storage or local distributed energy use to provide the power that's needed to facilitate this transmission. And some of the arguments against that are that the technology is still developing. And, you know, we've just now been seeing some of those pilot projects come online where things are working with battery storage, but there's a lot yet to be figured out.
And very quickly here, what are the next steps that you're watching for?
Well, the litigation is ongoing. I think the next big decision would be whether the judge grants or denies conservation groups' latest request to halt construction. And as far as I can see, there's been no decision on that yet.
Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a reporter covering the environment, energy, and northern Wisconsin at the Superior Bureau of Wisconsin Public Radio.
She was with us to share her latest reporting on the controversial Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line construction and lawsuit in southwestern Wisconsin. Read more of her reporting on the case at WPR.org.